May this be our prayer this morning.
愿这个副歌成为我们今天早晨的祷告。
There's a need for us to come, continue to come before the Lord.
我们实在需要一直的来到主的面前。
Okay, before we start, let's turn our Bible to Galatians chapter 3.
我们先来读新约圣经加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
加拉太书第三章第一节到第三节。
I'll read it first in English.
我先用英文来念。
Then our brother will lead us in Chinese.
然后我们一同来念中文。
Okay. Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whom eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Verse 2.This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? 3. Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the...
好，我们用中文一起来念一到三节。无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这一件，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
Okay. Another verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们下面再读哥林多前书第十五章。
Chapter 15, verse 9 and 10.
第九到第十节。
Okay. For I am the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Verse 10. But by the grace of God I am what, and His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored abundantly, that they all die by the grace of God which was with me.
哥林多前书十五章第九节到第十节，一起来念。我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Okay, another verse, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6.
下面我们读
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6.
以弗所书第一章第六节
6 and 7.
第六和第七节。
To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He had made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin,according to the riches of His grace.
好，以弗所书第一章六到七节，我们一起来念。使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning we just humble ourselves down.
主啊，早晨我们一同谦卑地来到你的面前。
Lord, we just remind ourselves that we are nothing.
主啊，早晨我们再一次承认我们都算不得什么。
But thank you, you are everything to us.
让我们感谢你，你成了我们的一切。
Lord, this morning we just open ourselves to you and to your word.
早晨我们把我们自己向你和你的话都敞开。
Speak once again to us.
向我们再一次的说话。
This we pray in your most precious name.
我们祷告是靠你极宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Last month, this will be the last of the series of messages concerning God's amazing grace.
今天我们是我这一次讲到神奇妙恩典系列的最后一次。
Okay, last month we talk about God's amazing grace.
上个月我们讲到神的奇妙的恩典。
And that all the liberty that we have enjoyed in the book of Galatians.
我们在加拉太书看见那是何等荣耀的自由。
And then we find three elements concerning, or three points concerning what kind of freedom we are about to enjoy.
我们看见有三方面神所赐给我们的自由。
Firstly, the freedom from legalism.
首先，我们从律法主义里面得到自由。
Number two, freedom from criticism.
我们从那个定罪的里面得到自由。
Number three, freedom from the elements of the world or the rooted or the what we call ordinances made by man.
我们和这些传统遗文的里面得到自由。
And all of this liberty was brought forth or was carried out through the working of the cross.
所有这一都借着十字架能实现出来。
That's why we see in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, it says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life.
所以我们就喜欢哥林多加拉太书第二章二十节，那里说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
And he continued on to say, "And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me."
我如今在肉身活着，乃是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Here we see the three aspects of the working of the cross.
所以我们看见十字架三方面的工作。
Firstly, it terminates the old Adamic nature.
首先我们看见十字架把整个亚当的族类都结束了。
Not only our sins are forgiven,
不仅我们的罪，
but this old man was crucified with him.
我们的旧人已经与他同钉。
Secondly, the cross exchanged or brought forth a new life into us.
另外一面，十字架把新的生命带给了我们。
On the one hand, it takes away the old manner of life.
在一面，它的消极的一面，除去了旧造的生命。
Positively, he brings forth God's divine life into us.
在积极的一面，它把神圣的生命带给我们。
That we can have a new start and a new beginning.
我们有一个新的开始。
And lastly, we see it renews us day by day.
我们第三方面看见十字架在我们身上天天做改变的工作。
It energizes us because this life within us is a resurrected life.
它天天在这里来使我们得到力量，因为这一个是复活的大能。
This resurrected life causes us to overcome sin and overcome death.
这一个复活的生命让我们胜过死亡，胜过罪恶。
Today we can live in liberty because of this resurrected life of Christ.
今天我们之所以能够活在自由的里面，乃是因为这一个复活的生命。
This is the truth that we have found in the book of Galatians.
这是我们在加拉太书里面所看到的真理。
Yet on the other hand, we experience it.
但是另外一面，我们怎样来经历呢？
How do we put it into practice?
我们怎样在实际的生活里面来体验呢？
In the book of Romans, we see there are three things we need to do.
让我们看见在这个罗马书里有三方面我们需要来实行的。
Firstly, we need to know.
首先我们需要知道。
A lot of times we don't know.
很多时候我们并不知道。
That's why we are dwelling or living in spiritual poverty.
所以我们就在属灵的贫穷的里面。
Today we should have this kind of desire in our heart.
今天我们里面要有这样的一个决心。
Or to know more about Jesus.
我们要认识主更多。
That's why Paul said even in his old age.
当使徒保罗在他年老的时候
that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
我愿认识基督并他晓得他复活的大能。
Paul is such a spiritual man.
他是何等一位属灵的人。
He wrote a lot of epistles.
他写了许许多多的书信。
He has eternal purpose.
他认识神永远的心意。
He had this desire that I might know him.
在他里面却有这样一个深深的渴慕，我愿认识基督。
To him, knowing Christ is only scratching the surface.
好像对他来讲，认识他所认识的基督，好像只是摸着了一些的表面。
Today there is still a lot of things for him to know.
他觉得还有太多需要来认识的。
Secondly, we need to reckon.
第二，我们需要认同。
And we need to put our faith in the truth which we have found in the Bible.
我们需要用我们的信心来支取在圣经里的真理。
A lot of times we know the truth.
很多时候我们知道了真理。
But we don't have faith on it.
但是我们并没有把信心放在真理的上面。
We feel that it's too good to be true.
好像这个真理太好，但是我们好像信不来一样。
But brothers and sisters, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的神岂有难成的事吗？
Oh, there is nothing too hard for the Lord.
难道我们的神还有什么不能够成就的事吗？
But he said he will.
他所说的，他必然成就。
What he purposed, he will fulfill.
他在我们身上的都要成就。
Lastly, we need to yield.
第三，我们需要顺服。
We need to put ourselves into the hand of God.
我们需要把自己让在神的手中。
We need to tell the Lord, take the driver's seat.
我们告诉我们的主说，主啊，你来成为这个车子的驾驶者。
I really amen what our brother Sunshine Bo shared.
我实在觉得，我们伯弟兄所讲的非常的好。
He said we need to have the spiritual reality.
我们需要有属灵的实际。
Yeah, a lot of times we have so much knowledge concerning who Christ is.
我们很多时候在头脑里面有许多关乎基督的道理。
To such an extent, we have become so proud.
我们觉得我们自己可以夸口。
We felt like other people know, doesn't know, but I know.
别人不懂的我们都懂。
But are we better than them?
但是我们真的比别人强吗？
We may have all the teachings.
是的，我们有许多的教导。
But we don't have the experience.
但是我们却缺少经历。
Today we need to decide not only to know, but to experience who Christ is to us.
今天要在主面前有这样的一个意愿，就是不仅我们头脑有认识，更愿意更多经历基督。
Let me testify to you concerning my grandmother.
我可以在这里借着我的祖母来做见证。
My grandmother is a Christian, but is a very little education.
我的祖母是一个信主的，但是他好像这个他的这个受的教育很少。
But there is one thing I really admire about her.
但是有一件事我非常的羡慕。
Every time she knows a truth, he wants to practice it.
每一次他知道了真理，他就要来实行。
For example, loving our neighbor.
比如说，爱我们的邻舍。
We all know about the doctrine, about the truth, about the commandment concerning love our neighbor.
我们都晓得这是主的命令，要爱我们的邻舍。
But do we put it into practice?
但是我们是不是在那里实行呢？
You know, my grandmother has a laundry woman in her house.
我的母她家里有一个给她洗衣服的这个佣人。
You know, in the third world country, washing machines.
在那个时候我们并没有洗衣机。
So we need a laundry woman to take care of all the laundries in the house.
所以有专门洗衣服的工人。
But the problem with this laundry woman, she is very sick with a kidney disease.
但是这一个洗衣的工人他有一个很严重的肾脏的疾病。
And because of it, she doesn't have that much money to buy medicine for the disease, to kill the disease.
因着贫穷的缘故他没有能够有这样的能力去买药。
When my grandmother knows about that,
当我的祖母知道的时候，
she always set up an amount of money to give to her regularly for her to buy the medicine.
所以我祖母就总是定期的存一笔的钱，让她去买这个药物。
To us, is it really a need that we need to support all these our workers?
对我们来讲，她好像没有这样的义务来支持他的工人。
As long as we paid what she do for us, the service she do for us is more than enough.
已经把工价给了他，那个我们已经做了我们当做的。
But my grandmother, her neighbor.
但是祖母爱他的邻舍。
Brothers and sisters, who is our neighbor?
弟兄姊妹，谁是我们的邻舍呢？
The one that is closest to you, that is your neighbor.
离你最近的就是你的邻舍。
It might be your wife, it's your husband.
可能
It is your wife, it is your husband.
就是你的丈夫，就是你的妻子。
But when you are in office, that's your office mate.
在你公司的里面就是你的同事。
Today we need to put into practice what we have learned of him.
我们今天需要把我们所学的放在我们的实行的里面。
Therefore we can enter into the reality of the word of God.
我们可以进入到神话语的那个实际的里面。
Today we come to the book of Galatians chapter 3.
当我们今天早晨来读加拉太书第三章的时候，
We speak of another freedom we are about to enjoy in God's amazing grace.
我们看见在神奇妙恩典里面，另一方面我们可以享受的自由。
What is this freedom? Freedom from performance.
这一个自由是什么呢？就是从那个表演的里面得到自由。
Here in verse 3, are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh?
你们既从圣灵入门，难道你们还要靠肉身来成全吗？
Today, brothers and sisters, we have the love of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有了基督的生命。
We need to live out the life of Christ.
我们需要把这个生命活出来。
But the problem with the Galatian believers.
但是对于这些加拉太的信徒们
，After they have enjoyed God's amazing grace.
当他们享受到神这奇妙的恩典
，After they begin in the Spirit.
当他们从圣灵开始的时候
，They thought it will be made perfect by the flesh.
但他们想说可以靠着他们的肉体来成全。
This is what we call performance.
这个我就把它叫做一种的演出或者一种的表演。
What is the difference between to live and to perform?
什么叫做活出来和这个表演的这个不同呢
？To live a five-year-old boy behaving like a five-year-old boy.
活就是五岁的男孩他活出来就像五岁的男孩
But to perform is a five-year-old boy dressing like a 25-year-old man and behaving and like performing like a 25-year-old man
那个表演呢就是一个五岁的男孩呢他穿着打扮他的讲话行事为人却表现出是25岁的一个男人的表现
Today we have begun in the spirit
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是从圣灵开始的。
We enter through the gate of grace.
我们已经进到恩典的门里的里面。
We need to live by grace.
我们需要靠着恩典而活。
In order to that we might walk according to the newness of life.
所以我们就可以有那个新生的样式。
But the problem is we continue to live in the flesh.
但是我们的难处，我们是继续活在肉体的当中。
We put in ourselves the kind of a stress that I will do it.
我们觉着说我们自己可以做
I will do the righteousness of God
我可以来行出神力
This is the problem of the Galatian believers
这是在信徒的难处
Also the problem with the children of Israel
这也是以色列百姓的难处
Exodus chapter 24 verse 3 Let me read to you
这个在出埃及记二十四章第三节。
This is when Moses gave the law and commandments to the children of Israel.
这个时候，神借着摩西把律法已经赐给以色列人。
Let me read to you. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgment, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has said, we will do."
在二十四章第三节。这里说摩西下山将耶和华的命令典章都述说于百姓听众百姓齐声说耶和华所吩咐的我们都必遵行
Even though outwardly it seems so good
在外表来看这是何等美好的一件事
They are so grateful they brought out of Egypt
他们这样的起被带出埃及
And through the gratefulness of their heart they feel likeAll the commandments of the Lord have given us, we will do.
他们因着神的恩典的感动，他们说凡是神所吩咐的，我们都能遵行。
But this is the biggest mistake which they made.
但是这却是他们所犯的一个最大的错误。
For we all know that people, we in our flesh can never perform the righteousness of God.
我们知道，我们凭着我们人天然的肉体，我们永远没有办法来活出神的诫命。
When they reach to chapter 32.
我们读这个出埃及记这个第三十二章
We know they start to fall
他们就开始失败
When Moses was up in the mount for 40 days
当摩西上山四十日之久
They become restless and impatient
他们就失去了忍耐
So they told Aaron let's make a golden calf
他们就对亚伦说让我们来做金牛犊
They immediately they fell on the first commandment And what is the first commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
头一个诫命就是在我以外，你们不可以有别神。
So let me tell you, what is the purpose of giving the commandments?
所以神把诫命给他们的目的是什么？
It is to expose men that they can never obey, perform the commandments of God by their flesh.
这是乃是要告诉他们说他们靠着自己永远没有办法达到神律法的要求
Today we need to know one thing
弟兄姊妹我们今天需要知道一件事
We want to be perfect
我们想成全吗
We want to be we want to keep God's commandments
我们想守住神的诫命吗
We need his grace
我们需要他的恩典。
Oh, but you would say, oh, the Bible didn't, isn't it the Bible says, you should be perfect like your Father in heaven that is perfect also?
你有没有看见有弟兄姊妹想说，你不是在圣经上写着说你们要完全，让你们的天父完全一样吗
？But you look when we look in the Greek, the word perfect means it's a meaning that it needs to undergo a process in order that it will reach maturity.
在原文那一个完全乃是一个过程，是一个成熟长大的过程。
Being perfect doesn't mean you never commit a mistake.
那一个成熟的过程并不等于说你什么错误都不犯。
Rather, it goes through a process.
那是一个过程。
And in the process, there will be a lot of mess up.
在这个过程中可能有许多的失败。
But thank God, it's only a process.
但感谢主，这只是一个过程。
It's like in our neighbor, they are building a huge church.
在我们的邻居盖一个很大的一个会所。
It's been about a year and a half already, almost 2 years.
差不多快两年了。
You know, at first when they are about to build it, it was all a mess. There are a lot of garbage all around.
那么刚开始的时候，那边实在是一团糟，到处都是这个好像垃圾一样。
But after a year and a half,
但是一年半以后
，you start taking shape.
那么你就看见那个大概形状出来
了。It is one of the most beautiful building in Houston, I will say.
我可以说那是我见过的在休斯顿最漂亮的一个建筑。
But it's still not yet complete.
但是还没有完全的完成。
There are still a lot of imperfectness there.
还有许多这个成全的工作。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are just like that.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天就在这样一个过程当中。
Brothers, we are going through a process called transformation.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在进入到一个被这个转换的过程当中。
We are transforming into the image of Christ.
我们要被磨成神儿子的形象。
And in the midst of that, there are a lot of rough and edges that need to be cut off.
在我们身上又有许多的棱角需要被切除。
But don't be discouraged.
但我们不需要灰心。
It is not permanent.
那些难处并不是永远的。
It is a process.
那只是个过程。
But we cannot be complete by ourselves.
我们自己不能够被成
全。We cannot do it by our flesh.
我们不能够靠着肉体来做。
We need God's amazing grace.
我们需要神奇妙的恩典。
But a lot of you just insist that we will do it according to our flesh.
但很多时候我们坚持要凭着我们自己来做。
And you know what is the result? We start to get angry with God.
你知道那个结果是什么？我们就会对神有一种的这个愤恨。
We feel like God is so strict.
我们觉得神要求太严了。
He felt like he's sitting in the heavens with a long list of commandments.
好像神给我们的这个规条是一大长串的。
But yet we are wrong.
但是我们是错了。
We enter through the gate of grace. We need to perform God's commandment through His grace.
我们是借着恩典入门的，我们需要成全神的律法，借着恩典。
Not only we are angry with God, we are angry with even with people around us.
我们不仅有的时候我们对神发怒，甚至我们对周围的人我们也不满意。
A lot of husbands felt like, how come other people's wife is better than my wife?
那么有的做丈夫的说，为什么别人的太太比我的太太要好呢
？They can cook better, but my wife cannot.
别人太太能做的，我的太太却做
不了。They serve better in the church, but my wife is lazy.
那么别人的太太在教会里面很殷勤的侍奉，我的太太却是这样的懒惰。
And the wife also, how come my husband is not as good as other people's husband?
那么妻子也是一样，为什么我的先生不如别人的先生呢
？And there is always a conflict like that.
好像有许多的这样的冲突。
We just cannot tolerate people around us.
我们对我们周围人的软弱不能够容忍。
We cannot even tolerate our children.
我们甚至不能够容忍我们自己孩子的软弱。
One day we are fellowshipping with some brothers.
我们有一次和弟兄们在交通。
They are talking about there is a certain family whose children are so disciplined. Are so disciplined.
这个他们讲到有些的孩子他们非常的守规矩。
They said, but look at our children.
说看看我们自己的孩子
，running all undisciplined，
我们的孩子到处乱跑，一点规矩。
Brothers and sisters, when we look at our flesh, then we cannot really tolerate such things.
我们如果活在肉体里面，我们对于这些都没有办法容忍。
And we bring even this kind of a concept, this attitude, even to the church.
我们就是来到教会里，这样的观念也是在这里来搅扰我们。
There is one time there's a person who is looking for a church.
有一次有一个人他在寻找聚会的地方。
And this brother asked him, "What kind of church are you looking for?"
人家就问他说，那你要找的是怎样的一个聚会呢
？Is it a Chinese church or English speaking church?
到底是讲什么语言呢
？He said, "No, I'm looking for a perfect church."
他说我在要找一个完美的。
And this brother said, "You will never find a perfect church."
人家就告诉他说，你永远找不到这样的聚会。
And if you find one,
如果你真找到了
，Don't join them. You will destroy them.
你千万不要去，因为你去了，他就不完美了。
No, you will destroy them.
你就把他给毁了。
Because even though to them it's a perfect church,
因为他们是完美的。
But to you, there is still something missing.
但是对你来还是有些是不完全。
That's why we see brothers and sisters at home, they're church shopping.
那么就看见有些弟兄姊妹在那里到处从一个聚会换到另外一个聚会。
They feel there is no fellowship which is better.
就好像在那里讲说到底哪个更好
there is no fellowship. This fellowship is not as sweet as it should be.
那么他就觉得说这样的一种聚集不应该是这样，应该更好一点。
The song that they sing is not very spiritual enough.
那么他们觉得他们的诗歌不够属灵。
Oh, the sermon is not deep enough.
他们的这个讲道不够深入。
This is the kind of response they have.
他们有许多这样的反应。
Oh, that's why, you know, but let me tell you, we will never find a perfect church.
但弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，你不会找到一个完美的聚会。
Only when that day comes.
只有等到那一天。
When the Lord comes back.
当主再来的时候。
When the bride is prepared.
当这个新妇预备整齐。
Then we will have a perfect church.
那个什么看见那个完美的。
Look at ourselves right now. We ourselves are perfect.
我们看看我们自己实在是差得太远
了。Do you talk about fellowship?
讲到交通。
How can we have perfect fellowship?
我们怎么能够有一个完美的交通呢
?God is so great, God is so rich.
神是这样的丰富，这样的伟大。
We cannot even fully comprehend how great the greatness of God.
我们对神的这个经历太有限了。
How can we speak forth the greatness of God?
我们怎么能够把那个完美带出来呢
？That's why sometimes when I give a message, I always felt like, did I speak okay?
有的时候就感觉说我讲的是不是可以呢
？But let me tell you, we will never be okay. We will never be perfect.
我们永远不会这个讲到那样的完美。
Isn't it what the hymn says?
是不是刚才那首诗歌这么讲
？If the ocean is all made of ink,
如果有首诗歌说，如果整个的海洋都当作这一个墨水
，and every blade of grass is a pen，
那么所有的草这个这都当作一个笔
，a person is a scholar，
那么每一人呢都是一个写诗的人
，they cannot even write the love of God half point，
也不能够让神的慈爱被描述的达到好像一半那么。
So if today you are looking for a perfect sermon, don't listen to me.
如果你今天想说我要听一个完美的讲道，你今天最好不要听。
One day you wait until the Lord comes back. He's giving the perfect one.
到主来的时候，主会给你讲完美的道。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are not here for perfect church.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这里不是在找一个完美的。
We are here for grace.
我们今天在这里找恩典。
You know, how do you know a person is living by the flesh?
你怎么知道一个人他是活在肉体里的
？A person who is living by the flesh is an idealist rather than a realist.
一个活在肉体里的一个人啊，他是一个理想主义者，而不是一个很实际的一个人。
To whom? To him, there is such a standard in front of him.
在他的这个感觉里有一个标准。
And by that standard, he tried to measure each and every brother and sisters around him.
他就用那个标准去衡量周围的每一个人。
And the disciples.
你看这些的门徒。
When the disciples, the Lord led the disciples to Samaria.
当主带领他们经过撒玛利亚的时
候。And the Lord preached the gospel of the kingdom.
那么主在那里传讲天国的福音。
And the Samaritan people doesn't receive the gospel.
那个时候撒玛利亚人他们并不接受。
How did the disciples respond to it?
你知道那个门徒怎么反应吗
？He said, "If Lord, can we call fire from heaven and burn them up?"
主啊，要不要我们祷告，求你从天上降火把他们都烧灭呢
？Because they have this kind of idea, if the Lord preaches the gospel of the kingdom, people will what welcome them with open arms.
他们有这样的一个理想，就只要主在那里传讲天国的福音，人就应该接受。
But we know it will never happen.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道不是这样的。
Even today, if we preach the gospel, a big percentage will reject the gospel.
你知道，今天我们在传扬福音的时候，有许许多多的人都拒绝福音。
Shouldn't be an idealist.
我们不能够成为一个理想主义。
We should be a realist.
我们应该成为一个非常实际的人。
Our Lord Jesus is a realist.
我们的主非常实际。
He knows the nature of man.
他知道人的本性。
He knows man's weakness.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows that we cannot keep God's commandment according to our flesh.
他知道我们不能够凭着肉体来成全神的律法。
That's why when the Lord Jesus told Peter, after a few days, I will be crucified.
所以你知道，当主告诉彼得说。过几天我要上十字架。
And Peter immediately responded, "No, this will never happen to you."
那么彼得马上就反应说，主啊，这件事万万不会临到你身
上。And the Lord said, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times."
主跟他说，在鸡叫以前，你要否认我三次。
He said, "I will never do that. I will even die for you."
彼得说，我绝不会做这样的事，我宁愿为你死。
And all the disciples responded the same way.
所有的门徒都是这样说。
But we know how the story ends.
我们都知道最后的结果是什么。
They denied the Lord.
彼得否认主。
But did the Lord get angry? No.
这主有没有在那里生气呢？
This man's weakness.
他知道人的软弱。
He knows that we will fall. Peter will fall.
他知道人会跌倒。
So on the day of resurrection, he told Mary, "Go and tell my disciples." And Peter.
所以在复活的那天早晨，他对玛利亚说：“你去告诉我的门徒和彼得。”
And in the Sea of Tiberias, he asked Peter, "Do you love me more than this?"
他在提伯利亚海边上就问彼得说：“你爱我比这些更多吗？”
A person who live according to the flesh, he's an idealist.
在一个活在肉体里的人，他是一个理想主义者。
But a person who live according to the spirit is very compassionate.
在一个活在圣灵里的人，他是一个满了怜悯的人。
Number two, a person who,
第二点
a person who live according to the flesh put on a high standard or a goal which is unattainable.
一个活在这个肉体里的人，他总是有一个自己达不到的标准。
But a person who live according to the Spirit, who live by His grace, is a person that understands our weakness and go by with our weakness.
活在圣灵里的人，他知道自己的软弱。
For example, a person who put a high standard, let's make an example concerning training children.
我们比如说举个例子，在那训练孩子的时候。
We set a high standard for our children.
我们给孩子设立了很高的标准。
We felt that the children that I discipline should be perfect.
这个我的孩子需要完美。
But we ourselves are not perfect.
我们自己并不完美。
How can we discipline and bring up a child that is perfect?
我们怎么可能养一个完美的孩子？
Does it mean to say we will not discipline our children anymore? No.
我并不是说不再去管教我们的孩子。
The children are the inheritance given by God to us.
这是神给我们的产业。
We need to train them.
我们需要训练他
们。We need to bring them up properly.
我们需要正确的带领他们长大。
But the most important thing of all.
但是更重要的。
We need to lead them to Christ.
我们需要把他们带到主面前。
You want your children to be a God-fearing children?
你想让你的孩子是一个敬畏耶和华的孩子吗？
You want your children to behave properly?
你想你的孩子是一个行为好的孩子吗？
We need to bring them to a personal relationship with God.
我们需要来帮他们建立个人与主的关系。
Because as we enter into heaven through grace,
因为我们进入是借着恩典。
We need also to lead our children through grace.
所以我们也需要在恩典里面来带领我们。
Only grace can solve this problem.
只有恩典能够解决这些问题。
Only through grace can we discipline our children.
只有在恩典里面，我们才能够来管教我们的孩子。
Sometimes we feel like it seems like I say one thing, my child do the opposite.
很多时候我们觉得我们说一件事，我们的孩子总是做相反的事。
But what really is the solution to it?
那么那一个答案在哪里呢？
We just need to bring them to Christ.
我们需要带他们到基督的面前。
We need to bring them to prayer.
我们需要祷告。
Not only we ourselves should pray, we should pray together with them.
我也需要和孩子们一同的祷告。
You know, this is the kind of person that live according to God's grace.
一个借着神恩典活着的一个人。
And we know.And we will be compassionate concerning their needs.
我们对他们的需要，我们有同心。
You know, if we read Exodus chapter 23, verse 29 and 20.
出埃及记二十三章。
This is one of the
二十三章二十九节。
29-30节。It says here in verse 28, I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite before thee.
28节那里说，我要打发黄蜂飞在你面前，把西魏人、迦南人、赫人赶出去。
Verse 29, I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land before become desolate, and the beasts of the field multiply against thee.
我不在一年之内将他们从你面前赶出去，恐怕地成为荒凉，野地的兽起来害你。
Verse 30, by little and little I will them out from before thee until thou increase and inherit the land.
我要渐渐地将他们从你面前赶出去，等到你的人数加多，承受那地为业。
You know, when we read the Bible,
当我们读主的话，
not only we read it like in a whole manner,We need to read the details.
我们并不能并不要并不能够只仅仅仅这个粗略的读，我们要读得很仔细。
Because through this detail, we can see something more concerning Christ.
我们这样仔细读的时候，我们看见许多地方都讲到基督。
When God promised the children of Israel that they will inherit the land of Canaan.
当神应许百姓承受迦南地为产业的时候。
The Lord promised them He will drive out all these so-called Gentiles out of the land.
神应许他们说要把所有的外邦人都给赶出去。
But how did He do it?
他怎么做呢？
He said, "I will what drive them out slowly."
他说我是渐渐地将他们赶出去。
Until your number increase.
等到人数加多。
Does it mean to say the Lord doesn't have this capability to drive them out in time?
我们难道相信神能够有能力一下子把他们都赶出去吗？
Oh yes, He can.
是的，他能。
But can we accommodate immediately the whole land?
但是我们能不能一下子就能够承受所有的产业呢？
Because we know the children of Israel is so limited.
我们知道那个时候以色列人非常的有限。
There is a need for a number of years so that they can increase in number and inherit all the land.
这需要一些的年日，让他们的人数加多而承受地业。
So for the sake of their weakness.
所以为了他们的软弱。
God said, I will drive them out slowly.
所以神说我要渐渐地将他们赶出去。
Lest the land will be desolate.
那么恐怕地成为荒凉。
Until you increase in number, you have the ability, then you can inherit the land.
当你的人数增多的时候，你就可以去承受。
Oh, our God is a God of grace.
我们的神是恩典的神。
He is not like we are that we put so high a demand on ourselves, demand on others to fulfill it, yet we know we can do it.
我们跟神不一样，我们常常给我们设置很高的要求，然后不仅仅也对别人。
Then after we fail, then we are pressed. We start to what? Point fingers on other people.
我们失败的时候，我们就非常的沮丧，而且我们责备我们周围的人。
Thirdly, a person who live according to the flesh wants to be number one.
第三方面，一个活在肉体里的人呢，总是要成为第一名。
He just cannot accommodate people who is better than him.
他忍受不了别人比他强。
But today, this is the situation of the world today.
这就是今天世界的光景。
People always want to be number one.
所有的人都想成为第一名。
That's why there is a lot of conflict.
所以有许多的冲突。
Individual conflict, corporately there conflict, nations by nation they fight.
所以从小到大都是这样的许多的冲突。
But to us as Christians, we have a different outlook.
但是我们作为神的儿女，我们的角度是不一样的。
We are not here to be number one.
我们不是在这里成为第一名。
We want Christ to be preeminent in all things.
我们是要基督成为一切
中的。What do you mean by Christian?
你知道这一个基督徒的意思
？So in English says Christ and I am.
是在英文是基督加上一个 I A N.
Christ and I am nothing.
就是基督再加上我什么都不是。
This is who we are today.
这就是我们的所是。
The day we enter into grace.
当我们进入恩典。
It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
并不再是我活着，乃是基督活在我里面。
Oh, and the life which I now live by the flesh, I live by faith on the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
今天我在肉身活着，乃是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Today we are here to testify that Jesus is Lord.
我们今天见证基督是主。
Oh, I'm nothing, He is everything.
我虽然什么都不是，但他是我的一切。
This is what Brother Watchman said.
这就是尼弟兄所说。
I want nothing for myself, I want everything for the Lord.
我 为主求一切，为自己无所求。
Today this is what we need to be.
今天我们应该成为这样。
Sometimes we try to focus ourselves to be number one.
很多时候我们要盼望得一名。
We try to accomplish something and try to measure our success according to how do we please God.
好像有的时候我们觉得我们能够做出一些成就来讨神的喜悦一样。
Today, the world people use their accomplishment to measure how they are successful.
今天世人就是借着他们的成就来看他们有多少的这个表现。
But to us Christians,
但是我们作为神的儿女，
we are not that.
我们跟世人
不一样。We are not here to perform something.
我们并不是在这里争什么。
We are here to be faithful.
我们在这里是忠心。
Remember the parables of the talents.
你还记得那一个这个恩赐的比喻吗
？The Lord gave before the master go away, he gave one 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent.
那里我们看见主把银子给仆人，有的给了5000，有的给了2000，还有给1000。
After he came back, the 5 talents say, "I have 5 more for you, Lord."
那么当主回来的时候，那个有5银子的仆人跟主说：“我这里又赚了5000。
”And the Lord said.Then faithful servant, enter ye into the joy of.
那么主就跟他说，这个忠心良善的仆人可以进到你主人的快乐里来。
The second one also the same thing.
第二个也是一样。
He is faithful.
他忠心。
But the last one is not.
最后一个不是这样。
He buried his talent.
他把他的银子埋起来。
So what is the lesson we learn from this parable?
我们从这个比喻学什么呢
？It's not a matter how much you have gained or accomplished.
并不在乎你成就了多少。
It's a matter how faithful you are.
乃在乎你是不是忠心。
Today we felt like if I can do this in the church, then I can please the Lord.
好像有的时候我们觉得，如果我们在教会里能够表现成这个样子，就会讨神的喜悦。
Or if I can serve in this service, this and that, this and that, then I can please the Lord.
好像我做了这个，做了这个，做了这个，我们就讨神的喜悦。
God's way is different from man's way.
神的道路和人的道路不一样。
Man depends on the outward performance.
人总是在那里依靠外面的表现。
But God looks at how you are.
但是神是看我们是不是忠心。
If God wants you just to sit there and faithful in prayer, then do so.
如果神让你坐在那里祷告，你就忠心的来做。
When He comes back, you will have the reward.
如果神回来，你就得着赏赐。
Oh, may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神怜悯我们。
We are not here to be number one.
我们不是坐在这里要成为第一。
We are here to live by the grace of God.
我们在这里乃是借着恩典而活。
Number four,
第四
，A person who live according to the flesh cannot tolerate failure.
一个活在肉体里的人，他没有办法忍受自己的失败。
To him, failure is not an option.
他觉着说，这一个失败是不能容忍的。
Can we fail?
我们会不会失败
？Do we fail? Yes, we fail.
我们真的失败过吗？
But,
是的，我们失败
过。But there's one thing.
但是有一件事
Concerning failure is only a reminder that we cannot be perfect according to our flesh.
其实我们的失败只是来提醒我们，我们不能够靠着肉体来成
神。It is a reminder that we need to return back to grace.
乃是来提醒我们需要回转来归向
That's why Paul said in Philippians 3:13.
所以在这一个彼书第三章第十三节就告诉我们
said, Forgetting the things which are behind.
忘记背后，努力面前。
This is what this should be our attitude.
这就是我们应该有的态度。
If there is a failure, then let it go.
如果有了失败，让它过去。
Let's start all over again.
让我们重新爬起来。
Let's stand up and live according to God's grace.
我们在恩典里面重新站立往前去。
Let's run this race.
让我们继续奔跑前面的道路。
For we believe in His grace, we will reach the shore.
我们相信在他恩典里面我们会达到终点
Lastly
最后
A person who live according to the flesh never wants to be criticized
一个活在肉体里的人从来不愿意别人来指正他
To him a criticism is a slap on your face
好像对他来讲人的指责就是好像在那里羞辱他一样
In other words we who live according to the flesh we want the praises of men
换句话说，一个活在肉体里的人，总是盼望人来来夸奖他。
If somebody tells you, you know what, your message is so good, it really touched my heart today, it changed my whole life. How do you feel?
如果你讲完道理，有人说你讲的道太好了，你的话改变了我的一生，
摸
着我的心。
Brother Daniel, how do you feel? Are you happy? Yes, we are.
弟兄，你觉得怎么样？你是不是很喜乐呢？是的。
If you tell me that, I will also be happy.
你要这样来跟我讲，我心里也很开心的。
Even though if I'm not so expressive of my feeling, I'll say, yeah, that's right.
虽然我外面可能也很谦卑，但是我心里说这就对了。
But if somebody said, something's wrong.
但是呢，如果有人说，有些地方讲的不错。
Let me tell you a funny incident.
我给你讲个例子。
You know, last month I talk about God's grace, right?
上个月我是讲到恩典，对吧
？And I talk about there is a certain lady in the ship bringing cheese and crackers.
这个故事我不知道，反正就是说是有这个哎。
Cheese and crackers.
Okay. Okay.
And because he wants to save some money,
他想说攒点钱。
So she brings some snack.
所以他就带了一些的零食。
And then afterwards, you know what happened? In her ticket says, all meals provided.
最后呢，对他不想在船上吃东西，但是最后呢，他发现那个船票上写着说，其实这船上所有的这些的饭都是免费的。
And I feel this is a very good example, so I give it.
所以我觉得这是一个很好的一个例子，所以我就讲了这个
例子。But I always had this habit of after giving a message, I will ask my wife and my mom, how do you think?
我有这样一个习惯，就是每一次讲完道，我就回去问问我的太太，问问我的母亲，说这个讲的有没有。不合适的地方。
You know, my mom and my wife responded at the same time. You have already set that example for twice.
他们就说你已经讲了这个例子讲了两遍了。
You may find another good example, okay?
你最好是再找另外一个例子。
Yes, indeed, criticism is good.
是的，人的责备是好的。
It's just what a reminder. We are not yet perfect.
这是来提醒我们，我们没有那么完美。
We need to enjoy His grace in order to be perfect.
我们只有借着来支取、享受他的恩典，而能够来完全。
Every time we felt hurt, we are according to the flesh.
有的时候我们因着人的批评感到受伤，那是因为我们活在肉体里。
But on the other hand, if we feel yes, this criticism is right, I need to improve, then we are on the right path.
如果我们觉得说这样的指责是对的，我们愿意接受，我们就在一个正确的路上。
Brothers and sisters, we need to encourage each other to walk according to the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该彼此鼓励，我们都走在这恩典的道路上。
We need to encourage one another to live according to God's grace.
我们应该彼此的鼓励，来活在神的恩典当中。
Why?
为什么
？Because we enter through the gate of grace.
因为我们是从恩典的门进来的。
Isn't it in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6? Let me read to you.
在以弗所一章第六节，我给你们念。
It says here, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He had made us accepted in the beloved.
愿颂赞，在第一章第六节，使他的荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里。所赐给我们的。
It is according to the glory of His grace that He had accepted us.
他是照着他恩典的荣耀来接受了我们。
Thank God, we are here today because of God's grace.
感谢神，我们之所以能在这里，是因着神的恩典。
And we continue to live today because of God's grace.
我们之所以继续能够活下去，也是因着神的恩典。
What is grace?
什么是恩典
？It's grace. Grace is God's acceptance of us, no matter what who we are and what we do.
恩典就是无论我们做了什么，无论我们是怎样的人，他都悦纳我们。
And what is faith?
什么是信心呢
？It is our acceptance of God's acceptance of us.
乃是我们接受神这悦纳我们的心。
Isn't that right?
是不是这样呢
？Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
We end God's grace.
我们进入神的恩典。
To live according to God's grace.
我们也在恩典里活。
You know, 2 Samuel there, chapter 9, there's a very nice example.
我们知道在撒母耳记下第九章那里有一个非常好的例子。
After King David had won all the battle against God's enemies.
当大卫战胜一切仇敌的时候。
He came to Saul's palace.
他来到扫罗的宫殿。
He said, "Is there anything, any soul that's remaining in the household of Saul?"
他就问说，扫罗家还剩下有什么人吗？
Because we know at that time before Jonathan and was killed, Jonathan and David make a pact.
我们知道在那个时候，约拿丹在这个他死之前和大卫有一个立约。
That they will love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
And they will take care of one another.
他们彼此的帮助。
So after Saul and his three sons was killed in battle.
那么当扫罗和他的三个儿子在战争中死掉以后
take over the kingship.
那么大卫就作王。
So he entered into the king's path. Is there any souls that in the household of Saul?
他就问说在扫罗家还剩下有什么人？
If you are a relative of King Saul, you will be afraid.
如果你是这个扫罗家的人，你会感到很惧怕。
You feel like, oh my goodness, he is coming here to kill me.
那么就觉得说这下糟了，因为大卫要来杀我们。
But this is what David said.
但是大卫却怎么说呢？
So is there any person in the household of Saul that I can show kindness of?
他说在扫罗家还有什么样的人我可以以怜悯恩慈待他？
In other words, he came to the palace of Saul to show kindness to the remaining member of the household of Saul.
他来到扫罗家乃是要向扫罗家所留下的任何的他的家人来施怜悯。
To make the story short, there is a servant named Ziba. He brought in Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan.
有一个仆人叫洗巴，他把这个米菲伯就是约拿丹的儿子带来。
And this Mephibosheth, this person named both feet.
这个米菲波他的两个脚都是瘸的。
And when he saw King David, he was so afraid, he bowed down, he said, Behold your servant.
他看见大卫的时候他吓坏了，他跪在趴在地下，他说我的主。
But King David said, Do not be afraid.
大卫说不要害怕。
He said, In other words, I'm not here to kill you.
换句话说大卫说我不是来杀你的。
I'm here to show kindness on the behalf of Jonathan's sake.
我在这里是因着约拿丹的缘故要向你施慈爱。
So I will restore to you all the lands of your grandfather King Saul.
我要把你的祖父扫罗所有的产业都赐给你。
And you will sit on my table all the days of your life.
你要一生都坐在我的席上一同的吃饭。
How did the son of Jonathan respond?
你知道这一个约拿丹的儿子怎么样反应呢？
So why do you want to do this to me? I'm just but a dead dog.
他说你怎样的为什么这样的恩待我呢？我真的就好像一只狗一样。
You know, when I read this word, it really touched my heart.
我读这个故事的时候，心里非常受感动。
Yes, in the presence of God, we are a dead dog.
是的，在神的面前，我们真的就好像一条死狗一样。
We are lame on both feet.
我们的双脚都是瘸的。
We are even blind in our eyes.
我们的双眼都是瞎的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God show kindness to us.
但是神向我们施怜悯。
On the behalf of Christ.
都因为基督的缘故。
Today we are here today is because of Christ.
今天我们坐在这里因为基督的缘故。
It's all because of His grace that we are here.
都是因为他的恩典，我们可以坐在这里。
So today we just want to say, Lord, thank you.
我们今天都说主，我们感谢你。
Not only He saved us.
不仅拯救我们。
Today we can sit before His table all the days of our life.
我们可以坐在他的宴席的上面。一生一世享受。
Isn't this God's grace?
这难道不是神的恩典吗？
It is not man's work.
这就是他的工作。
According to man's work, we are nothing. We can't even do anything. We are lame in both feet.
我们人做不了什么，我们都是双腿是瘸的人。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
His grace brought us here.
他的恩典把我们带到这里。
Let us live by grace.
让我们活在恩典里。
Before I end, there is a warning.
最后有一个提醒。
Does it mean to say if we live by the grace we will lower down our standard?
是不是因着我们活在神的恩典里面我们就降低我们整个的生活的标准？
A lot of people say, oh, since I'm saved by grace, then I will do anything we can, anything I want to do, because God will forgive me all my sin. That is wrong.
有些人说既然神把这样的恩典给我我就可以为所欲为了想做什么就做什么，这是错的。
Romans chapter 6 says,
在罗马书第六章告诉我们
So should we continue in sin that grace may abound?
难道我们可以仍在罪中让恩典显多吗？
Say, God forbid.
断乎不可。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
A person who lives by the grace of God hates sin.
一个活在恩典里的人是恨恶罪恶的。
He is sensitive to sin.
他对罪恶非常的敏感。
He doesn't want sin in his midst.
他绝不让罪在他的中间。
And if he is weak enough, he sins. And if he is weak, he sins.
如果他软弱，他就觉得是犯罪。
Immediately he sorrowful for his sin，
他就感到非常的忧愁。
He repents of his sin，
他会悔改。
And turn back against God's grace，
他回到神的恩典里。
Today when we live by the grace of God，
如果我们活在神的恩典里面
，It doesn't mean we turn our blind， we cover our eyes and let this sin go。
并不等于说我们就把我们眼睛遮住，好像不看这些我们犯的罪一样。
If we live by the grace of God，
如果我们靠神恩典而活
，We need to be repentant of our sin。
我们应该为我们的罪在那悔改。
We need to deal with our sin。
我们应该对付我们的罪。
In order that we might continue in the grace of God，
这样我们可以继续活在神的恩典当中。
Secondly， we will not compromise the truth。
我们绝不能够对于真理妥协。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，We are whether individually speaking or corporately，
无论个人还是团体
，The church is the house of the living God， the pillar and base of the truth。
神教会是神的家，是真理的柱石和根基。
We are here to testify the truth。
我们在这里是见证神的真理。
There are a lot of churches today. They feel like we should not be so absolute with it。
好像许多的聚集。对神的真理妥协。
We just for the increase in number，
好像为了要人数的缘故。
For the purpose of hurting people，
好像不想伤到别人。
Then we just want compromise the truth，
好像我们在真理面前妥协。
Brothers and sisters， we will not compromise the truth。
弟兄姊妹，我们绝不能在真理面前妥协。
We need to be absolute with the truth。
我们应该向真理绝对。
We need to walk according to the truth。
我们应该在真理而行。
This is a person who live by the grace of God。
这是一个在恩典里。活的人。
May the Lord really have mercy on us。
愿神这样的来怜悯我们。
Encourage us once again to live by His grace。
再一次的鼓舞我们，鼓励我们，都活在神的恩典当中。
And we will always be reminded that we will not here to compromise. We are here to be His testimony。
我们要被提醒，我们在这里不是来是妥协，乃是要成为主的见证。
Let's have a word of prayer。
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning we just commit ourselves into Your hand。
主啊，早晨我们把自己再一次交在你的手中。
Once again, we see we enter through the gate of grace.
再一次，我们看见我们是恩典入门的。
Lord, we just want to continue to live by your grace.
我们愿意一直在恩典当中。
Oh, we just say to you, Lord, we thank you.
我们对主说，我们主啊，我们对你说，我们谢谢你。
Oh, we are just like this old person, Mephibosheth, who is lame on both feet.
我们真的都是。米非波设，我们的双脚都是瘸的。
Oh, we are just a dead dog before you.
我们在你面前真的好像一条死狗一样。
Oh, but thank you, Lord, for your grace.
但是感谢主你的恩典。
Not only you transfer us from the kingdom of darkness.
不仅你把我们从